Welcome to KKXX Life Radio. This is Live Local Talk.
And good day, everybody. Welcome to the big show. My name is Jerry O'Lennon, and I'm your host until the top of the hour. If it's Wednesday, it's Gidi Hansen Day. Gidi Hansen of The Growing Place, a licensed marriage and family therapist there, and she joins us this morning. She does every Wednesday. Good morning, Gidi.
Good morning.
Glad you're with us, as always.
And oh, me too.
I've been really enjoying these conversations we've had over the last 8 weeks, and now our ninth week, on the 10 things that people need to give up in order to have a happy life.
Yes.
And this is sort of scientifically based, too.
This is based on research. It's not just somebody's theory.
Mm-hmm. And we're on number nine.
Yes.
And why don't we just get right to it? Number nine is we have to give up blaming others.
Yes.
Okay, what happens here when people are blaming others?
Well, I just immediately think of Genesis chapter 3, when our Lord came into the Garden of Eden after Adam and Eve had eaten the fruit of the forbidden tree. And he says to Adam, "What is this you have done?" And Adam says, "Oh, that wife you gave me. Mm-hmm. She made me do this. She gave it to me." And he says to Eve, "What have you done?" And she said, "The serpent deceived me. The serpent beguiled me." And oddly enough, the serpent didn't have a chance to say anything.
The snake didn't have a leg to stand on.
That's right. And he still doesn't.
He still doesn't.
And so I think it's ancient in us. I think it's something that is part of the fall, where we don't want to take responsibility for our own actions and consequences. So we look for a scapegoat. We look for someone to blame.
What's the psychological aspect of that, where somebody just refuses? I understand immediately deflection, saying, I understand it, but where somebody legitimately, really in the deep down, there's a difference between somebody who might have an initial reaction of saying, "Not my fault," and then they sit back and they think about it. But somebody who deep down really believes that they're not to blame for anything, that everything is somebody else's responsibility.
That tells me they have very small ego strength.
Really?
That means they do not have a well-developed sense of their identity, mm-hmm. and therefore their defense mechanisms are so strong because there's nothing there.
When people blame people, what are the issues that arise when they do the people blame people for maybe them not being happy for something? What is it that most people, I was just reading, and I get into politics. Hillary Clinton is writing a book, and in it she is making she's blaming a lot of people for her loss in the presidential election. I'm sorry she's doing that too, because I think she was a good woman, and I think there was a lot of good things about her, and it's unfortunate she's doing that, but it's not taking responsibility for her own candidacy. And so what kind of personality is this? Says, okay, it was James Comey's fault. It was this fault. It was the media's fault. It was everybody's fault.
I'm so sad she's doing that.
Sad she is too.
But
so what is it? What is it why people are doing that? What's going on here?
Well, besides the low ego strength, the mm-hmm. small ego strength, there's a sense of powerlessness. Mm-hmm. Think of it. If everything is what we call in psychology the outer locus of control, everything mm-hmm. is controlled by what goes on out there, the outcome of my life is all controlled. I'm not saying not influenced. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about control. Controlled by everything out there, then what does that mean about me? I'm totally powerless.
Yeah.
When I don't take responsibility for my problems remain, because I'm the only one who can change them.
Yeah, I'm afraid.
But when I blame others for them, I give away my own power to change my life.
That's interesting. Yeah, we might be getting too far advanced because I feel like we're almost reaching the conclusion here is that there is an advantage to taking responsibility
Absolutely.
For your faults.
Absolutely. That means you can change. That's why the Lord wants us to confess our sins, mm-hmm. because now, with His grace, we can do something about it. But if my husband made me do it, or the snake made me do it, or my neighbor made me do it, then I have no power.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And God has no power in that picture.
Right. So when people, I'm trying to think about things that I have blamed, and what people blame people over, and it has to generally do with happiness.
Yeah, it can be happiness. It can be a number of things.
Mm-hmm. When people come into your office, what do they talk about?
If usually blame happens, we can blame other people, we can blame circumstances, we can blame our childhood. And to a certain extent, these influences are real and they do shape us. Mm-hmm. And so there's a difference between I've been influenced by my upbringing mm-hmm. to it's all my parents' fault.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's all my husband's fault, or it's all my children's fault. I mean, there's a huge difference there.
Well, it seems like everybody goes into life with certain disadvantages, but they're different. And somebody has to take advantage of that. Something happens in someone's life, and some of it is more traumatic than somebody else might have, but ultimately you have to take ownership of whatever situation whatever hand you have been dealt, fairly or unfairly, and have to take responsibility for that. Is that kind of what happens, where people just say, you know, it's easier to make an excuse
yes.
than it is to take responsibility?
Yes, and I have a little story to tell on that. How much time do we have left before the break?
It's coming up.
Well, after the break, then, I'll share this real-life story about, exactly what you're talking about.
Having to give up blame. And taking one of the 10 things you have to give up in order to have a happy, successful life is to quit blaming others. We'll continue our discussion with Gidi after the break.
Welcome to KKXX Life Radio. This is Live Local Talk.
All right, welcome back to the show. We're with Gidi Hansen of The Growing Place. Before we get to continue our discussion on how we have a tendency to blame others and having to give that up to help have a successful life or a happy life, we want to mention that The Growing Place has a new counseling sessions, Addiction and Recovery Biblical Counseling Elective. It is taking place August 22nd through December 5th. It's a 15-week-long period, and it's $170 for materials, and it's $15 per lesson is what it comes down to. So it's on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and if you want to learn more about it, go to tgplace.org, tgplace.org. Before we get into continue our discussion, Gidi,
yes,
just tell me a little bit about this.
Yes, we have shows from the AACC that talk about all aspects of life, including addiction and recovery. This is an excellent, excellent program. It consists of people well-known in the field on a DVD, and then there is a discussion group led by our master life coach, Heather Doris, after the DVD, so people can ask questions. And there's also another one starting up on August 30th through November 15th, and then breaking for the holidays and then coming back January 17th through May 23rd. And that's Caring for People God's Way. And it's a biblical counseling foundational course, 30 lessons. And again, one needs to go to the website to get the details.
tgplace.org, tgplace.org. When we talk about addictions, are we talking about... Oh, go ahead, please. Oh,
I just wanted to mention one more. There's also a professional life coaching 101 and 102, and this comes with certification, and these are foundational courses, 24 lessons, and it starts up September 11th through November 27th.
Okay, and when we talk about addictions, are we talking about, are you getting to specific types of addictions or just a general addictive personality?
We're getting into what it takes to overcome any kind of addiction, whether it's alcohol, substance, or behavioral, like gambling, or shopping,
or
a sex addiction, or whatever the activity is.
Mm-hmm.
It creates the same influences and neural pathways in the brain, and so it looks at it from a viewpoint of neurology as well as behavior.
You know, I would think, speaking to Gidi Hansen, a licensed marriage and family therapist at The Growing Place, we're talking about things you need to give up in order to have a happy life, and one of them is quit blaming others for your problems. I would imagine addiction is a big part of this. When somebody has an addiction,
yes,
so much easier to say, well, this was the fault of so-and-so.
Yes.
And sometimes there's legitimate influences,
but mm-hmm. when we go as far as to say blame, then we're giving up all our personal power.
Mm-hmm.
But you said earlier something very wise. You know, you talked about how different people are given different challenges,
mm-hmm.
and we don't all enter life in an equal state.
Mm-hmm.
And years and years ago in the 1980s, I went to an all-day seminar at my husband's work. This was while he was still working in the contracting field as an estimator
mm-hmm.
for industrial coatings and paintings. And there were, I don't know how many of us there, but we were to split up into groups of three and four. And the presenter gave each of us a jigsaw puzzle that had 500 pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, in the next 10 minutes, I want you to put this puzzle together. And I promise you, some of you will be able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And we were all shocked. How could anybody put together a 500-piece puzzle in 10 minutes? So he said, don't look in the box. And it was the identical puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
Don't look in the box. Wait till me until I say go, and then you can. And so some people, when they opened the box, every piece was separated from the other pieces and all jumbled together.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the other side of the spectrum, some people, when they opened the box, the puzzle was almost totally completed and folded over. Mm-hmm. And they just had to carefully bring it out and connect it in the few places. And then there was everything in between. And so he said, I wanted you to go through this to illustrate that life is not fair or equal.
Yeah.
Some people are born in situations and with genetics where everything is disconnected and they have the hardest, you know, type of life, the most challenging. And others, relatively speaking, is handed to them and they have very little to do. And he said, if you want to be successful in life, you need to accept the box that was given to you and work with it.
That is a tremendous analogy. I'm
going
Isn't
to
use
it?
That. Yes.
And not compare yourself to the other boxes. It's a waste of time. You need to work. And then he said, what are the advantages of having the box where everything is disconnected? So we had a brainstorming kind of discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it teaches you a lot more than the guy who just had to bring it out and connect it in a few places. That person learned very little about life.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the other one is much more equipped to face any kind of challenge at work, in marriage, with friendships, in social spheres, whatever it is, that person who had the most challenges ends up being the most equipped.
And there is a difference, because the person who has the more difficult puzzle is going to have to work that much harder in life and
yes.
have to accept that reality.
Once you accept it and you work with it, you're miles ahead of the person who got the easy life.
Oh, interesting. Really interesting analogy. We'll continue, in fact, wrap up our discussion with Gidi Hansen of The Growing Place, talking about blaming others and why it's important to give up that idea of blaming others for everything that might go wrong in your life. And now it's better to take responsibility and empower yourself. We will be right back after this.
Welcome to KKXX Life Radio. This is Live Local Talk.
All right, welcome back to the show. Gidi Hansen of The Growing Place is a licensed marriage and family therapist at The Growing Place. She's one of many there. They also have life coaches. And if you would like to make an appointment with her or one of their other therapists or counselors, you should give them a call. And their number is 588-0448. You can also go to the website, tgplace.org. And we've been talking now for 9 weeks now. Boy, it goes by fast. About the 10 things that people need to give up in order to have a happy life. And
yes.
and when you give something up, though, it sounds, you know, you're giving something away. But you, by giving something away, you're getting something in return. that you might not be aware of. In this case, we're talking about blame. You know, if we're going to give up the idea of blaming others, the converse of that, the positive of it, seems to be that we're gaining some sort of empowerment over ourselves.
Yes. Think of this as giving up having to carry a backpack full of rocks around for your whole life.
Yeah.
I'm going to give up that backpack of rocks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to gain vitality, strength, power. You know, why should I have to carry that thing around?
You know, I was in a situation a few years ago where maybe this will, I wish I had known this beforehand. Out of work, lost a job, very upset about it. And felt hurt. I was worried. Family was it an issue. And I went for a job interview. And I wasn't ready for the job interview because I was still blaming others for what, even though it may have been legitimate, I had some legitimate gripes. The interview was terrible. My wife, similar situation. She went for a terrible interview because you're still thinking about, instead of just owning up and saying, didn't work out, I'll take responsibility for whatever it was, everything would have been much better.
Yeah, just think of it as the puzzle piece. Even right. if you or I are 100% innocent in some tragedy that happens, that's my puzzle.
Right.
I can work with it, or I can sit there and stare at it and blame everybody.
Right. And sometimes maybe there, I think about this a lot. I think you saw the movie Ordinary People.
Yes.
I love that film.
Yes.
One of my favorites. And at the end of the movie, it always touches me. The father's talking to the son, and the son says, you know, this is my fault. This is my fault. I'm to blame for everything that mom left and everything wasn't going well. It's a wonderful film. Watch Ordinary People. And then Donald Sutherland, the father, gets really curt with his son at the end of the movie and says, quit doing that. Quit doing that. Sometimes bad things happen and no one is to blame. Mm-hmm. Sometimes just bad things happen. Quit blaming yourself or quit blaming anybody else. Bad things happen in life and you have to accept that. And I think about that. I think about that scene a lot. When something bad happens, there's a desire on all of us, it seems, to say there must be a reason for it. Mm-hmm. Something or someone must be to blame if something bad happens. And the sad part of life is sometimes there's no one to blame. And bad things happen.
That's when people often blame God.
Right.
When they can't point the finger at a human. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there can be a purpose in some bad things that happen that have nothing to do with blame.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not suggesting that we should go through life having no purpose for our suffering right. or injustice. But if we can find a positive purpose in it, well, maybe this awful thing has happened for me to learn how to forgive on a deeper level. Mm-hmm. I can work with this puzzle by letting God deepen my character.
Yeah.
Or maybe God wants to increase my faith or my hope. Mm-hmm. And he's let this awful thing happen. Notice I'm not saying he made it happen.
Right.
But he let it happen to increase my trust in him. I can assign a reason or a purpose for what I go through without blaming.
And maybe I'm wrong, but from man's perspective, when I hear somebody who's gone through, something bad has happened to somebody, maybe they lost a job, they lost a wife, the girlfriends, and something bad happened in their life. And instead of, I admire the person who says, this was my fault.
Yes, it's beautiful.
I messed up here.
Yeah.
And I need to take responsibility for it. And I think better of that person than I would of this person who is an excuse machine. And I think that's what we see a lot of sometimes.
It's noble, isn't it?
It is noble.
Yes.
And I think if a wise person would recognize that.
Yes.
And say, okay, this is a person who has some humility. Yes. And can acknowledge his or her mistakes in life and say, you know what? I screwed up.
Yeah.
And I'm to blame. And I can't sit here and point fingers at anybody else. And I think I would imagine God respects that, admires that.
You know, our Lord Jesus basically said to all humanity, I'll take the responsibility for all your sin.
Right.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
I mean, he sets a beautiful example. And the opposite of blaming others is letting others blame you without defending yourself, which is what our Lord did.
Well, in a sense, Aristotle said that was kind of a vice. Don't let somebody blame you for something you didn't do. You still need to stand up for yourself and not blame
yourself. I think in some situations you do, and in others you just leave it to God to vindicate.
Maybe you're right.
And he can do a much better job than I ever could.
Right. Well, I think as long as there's not malice in your heart.
Yes.
I hope, I mean, I've been in a situation where I've had to defend myself and try to defend myself in a reasonable tone and a reasonable way that works. But at the same time, you don't want to, you know, blaming others. Sometimes you do have to blame others. If there's a legitimate case where, hey, I didn't do this, this is somebody else, you have to speak up.
You know, and I think there's a way of doing that that it doesn't come off as blame. Like if you're in a car accident and insurance asks you how it happened, coming across all angry and frothy, and that doesn't help. You just tell the facts.
Yeah. Wish we had more time. It's such a good discussion. Didi, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That wraps up our show. We'll talk to you next time. Have a good rest of your day. So long, everybody.